knocked it down. The quick snap by Rayner is sensational. In the middle of the pack, Rayner takes the mark and kicks it from the goal line. Way too easy for Brisbane. Well done by the young star.
Yes, Cam Rayner, just 18 years of age, I should say, kicked two goals, had 19 possessions. Of course, he plays with the Brisbane Lions. He was nominated for the Round 15 AFL Rising Star, and he's been good enough to have a chat with us. So, Cam, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Gee, thanks for that. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Hey, how good was it to have a win, just the two wins? You played every game this year. Must have felt really good, particularly on the road.
Yeah, definitely. To go over there and knock them off at their home deck was that was an awesome feeling, and obviously it's a big comfort boost for us boys going forward.
Congratulations, firstly, young man. Pick one. We're at that draft. I think we even spoke together. Round 15, are you thinking, why is it taking me so long?
it's been a little bit of a while, but that's okay. I've been enjoying my footy. I think that's the main thing. But yeah. I've been having fun when I'm out there, and it's been good to play for the Lions. And obviously, it's come now, and I'm pretty happy I got it, but I wasn't too worried about it, to be honest.
Good man. I know that's not how you roll. The AFL, being an AFL player, what surprised you?
I think so far it's probably just the professionalism, being able to back up every day and every week. It's pretty taxing on your body. You've got to make sure you do all the little things right. And I think that's probably the one thing that's caught me off guard so far this year.
You've got an AFL body, a big body, but you're starting to get a bit puffed?
I'm not too bad, to be honest. I've been pretty working a little bit with the fitness staff in the club, and that's been pretty good with me. So kept me in pretty good condition, so I've been pretty lucky on that behalf.
Look, I guess another thing you'd be absolutely enjoying is the ability to get up close and personal with some of the big stars of the game. Luke Hodge, his experience. Dane Beams is an absolute star as well. So for a midfielder who wants to improve, no two better blokes to look to than those two.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm pretty close with Dane Beams. Usually at his house around the fire most nights. So I'm just, you know, sort of learning off him. And he's such a great player. And if I could be happy to play as he is, I'd be pretty happy.
He just wants you to be a babysitter.
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
did he just have another bub, did he?
Yeah, he did. Little Carter. So
he's
a week old now.
Oh, beautiful. What do you like with babies, Cam? Come on.
No, I'm not too bad. Callie's pretty good, though, so she looks after me.
14 games, 10 goals. Have you seen your debut season?
Early on I thought it kind of took me off guard a little bit. It was a little bit quicker. Boys were a little bit bigger. Couldn't break tackles like he used to under 18s. But I think as the years got on, I was adapted pretty well, and I'm starting to get some a little bit more confidence going into the game. So I think we should just get better and better from here.
You don't feel any added pressure being the pick one last year?
There's a little bit. But I think when you come to Brisbane, you kind of get out of the limelight a little bit. But this isn't the worst thing. Probably a bit of a blessing in disguise. I think I was pretty lucky to come up here and just focus on my footy and, just go with that.
Good on you.
Most people look at Brisbane and they look at your year so far and they say, you know what, they're a much better team than just the two wins that you've had. You play Carlton this week. There's the Gold Coast Suns still to come a bit later in the year. I guess you're really looking to hopefully win four or five games for the year and really start to move up the ladder.
Yeah, definitely. I think having these close games has been a little bit heartbreaking for us, knowing that we're doing the right things. Just a few little mistakes that are tipping us over the wrong way. So especially with the weekend getting this win, it kind of installs that belief again in the boys and a little bit more confidence to say that we can do it. And I think we'll take that into the next week and throughout the rest of the season, which is really good.
Fague's got a kicking coach out there, Cam. Tell us about him, David Allred.
Yeah. He's been working with Dan McStay, who's such a great young player. Like, as well, he's only 22, so he's going to take a lot of marks inside toward 50, getting a lot of opportunities, but just hasn't been able to convert them as much. And now that he's out there, he's been working with Macca heap, and he's been kicking a nice set shot on the weekend, and he's getting better and better.
Okay, he's working with anyone else? Are you working with him?
I haven't actually worked with him yet, but I'm pretty sure he's working with a lot of the taller forwards, Big O and Eric as well, so... Yeah, it's good.
Well, we're talking about Fags. He did his hamstring. Tell me the boys paid him out or got a nickname for him.
None of the other boys have yet. I think we're a little bit too scared.
Come on!
He might bite back at us. So. But there's been a few jokes being thrown around. No nicknames yet, but...
Hey, just on a more serious note, we saw a couple of weeks ago, Harris Andrews received a really nasty knock. Has he been back around the club? How's he tracking?
Yeah, Harris is doing really well. He's been back the last couple of weeks and he's finding his way back. I think he's still going to see a couple more doctors in the next couple of weeks just to make sure everything's okay. But, you know, he's got such a positive energy and it's good to see him back around the club because we all love having him here.
And what about our other little cobber down there, Charlie Cameron?
Yeah, Jackie's loving him as well. He's been working with the Nepal boys as an assistant coach now. So that just shows credit to Charlie as a person. hasn't given up on the season at all. Oh, so
good on him.
But yeah, he's still doing a lot of rehab, and hopefully he comes back fitter and better next year.
What'd you call him, Jackie?
Chucky.
Oh,
Chucky.
Oh, they were calling him Jackie Chan. You know, so I thought, well, that's where Cam was going there with that.
No,
hey, what's is your nickname still Hollywood?
No, I've actually got a new one now. I've got Pumbaa from the Lion King. So.
Oh, yes! Hakuna Matata. Oh, that's a beauty!
Who gave you that? Who's in charge of the nicknames?
Ben Keyes and Josh Walker have passed that one down to me. They reckon I've got similar characteristics to Pumbaa, so
Pumbaa. That one. Oh, do they call you that on the footy field?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Oh, that's a ripper. Oh, good on you, Cam. Hey, mate, keep going. We love watching you play. You're at a terrific club there, and they are building. We love the way you play. It'll all come together. You've got a great coach and a great environment. Thanks for your time, and congratulations. Round 15, NAB AFL Rising Star nomination.
Thanks for that, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good lad. Pumbaa.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, that is the best nickname. And he looks like him too, well, the little fella. The king.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because he wears number 16.
Jonathan Brown.
Yeah, and the lion, the little Pumbaa.
Mm, there you go.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, look, I should know those characters better, having two little boys and having seen it a thousand times. But yeah, there you go. Cam Rayner, like you said, Roey, he's certainly on the way. Played every game this year. He was the NAB AFL Rising Star nomination for round 15.